When Kim Craig was 5 years old, she was adopted from South Korea by a Minnesota family. She's 49 now, and when I meet her at a coffee shop in Seoul, she looks like a typical American tourist. No makeup, casual clothes. And she orders her coffee in English. But technically, Craig is not an American, and she's someone who's had to adjust constantly to change.
When I did live here, I was shuffled from family member to family member, so I think I probably learned very early how to adjust and accept my circumstances.
That shuffling continued in the U.S. Her adoptive mother was abusive and gave her up after a year. Craig was sent to live with another family in Minnesota. That didn't work out either. She remembers having to project a certain family image, but it was a lie.
I don't have a lot of memories there other than maybe outside the home. But inside the home, very few other than getting beatings.
At 13, she tried to kill herself. She ran away and started drinking. When authorities tried to send her back, Craig refused to go. Her adoptive mother's response was, fine.
She said, well, you're going to get what you want. We're going to give up our rights. And as she was leaving out the door, she said, and oh, by the way, you're not a citizen. And at the time, I didn't know what that meant.
What it meant was her adoptive parents never filed the paperwork for her citizenship. So even though she was raised as an American, she even joined the military, she wasn't a U.S. citizen. She got close once to getting her papers, but she missed the swearing-in ceremony.
As most things, I have a tendency to screw things up.
Craig got married, had 5 kids, got divorced. As a single mother, she never thought of making a trip to Korea. But one of her teenage daughters was a fan of K-pop, specifically the band SHINee.
네가 있는 게 꿈이었단 걸. She kept playing the music and it was driving me nuts. I mean, literally, I'm like, what are you listening to? Stop. Actually, I love them now. They are my favorite.
Her daughters wanted to learn more about their Korean background. They persuaded Craig to take them to Korea. She couldn't get a U.S. passport, but she could get a Korean one. So they came for a 3-month visit. Craig says from the start, she felt a jolt of recognition, familiar smells, familiar images. And there was this.
First time in my life that I can remember walking and I looked like everyone else.
Just as they were getting ready to go home, though, Craig lost her wallet. It had her U.S. permanent residence card, which she needed to return. She says she went to the U.S. Embassy in Seoul for help, but they turned her away because she wasn't a citizen.
And I said, no, excuse me, it's not my fault. I said, I didn't ask for this. I said, I'm a permanent resident. You guys took me out of this country, put me in this country. I only speak English. I can't speak Korean. You guys have to help me.
Eventually, someone listened and agreed to help. That's when she learned how complicated her situation was. She couldn't get her residence card replaced while outside the U.S. And without the card, there was no guarantee she'd be let in.
I don't know how often that happens. That is something that is actually technically correct.
Karen Christensen oversees citizen services for the State Department at consulates all over the world. She couldn't speak about Craig's case, but she says immigration officials do have that final say over border entries. And even if Kim entered as a visitor, she might jeopardize her status. Christensen sees how hard this is for adoptees like Craig.
It's a very difficult situation for the children, and these individuals aren't the ones who were, it wasn't a failure on their part to take an action. I would suggest that if they are now adults, that they approach Department of Homeland Security, USCIS, and see about naturalizing in their own right, that they take the step themselves.
Yet it's not so simple. Advocates say adult adoptees must apply like any other immigrant. It can cost thousands of dollars in attorney's fees and paperwork, not to mention a psychological toll. In 2001, the law changed so that foreign adoptees could automatically become citizens. But that didn't cover those over 18, like Kim Craig. There is a proposal to fix that loophole. But for now, Craig's 3-month trip to Korea has stretched into 3 years, and it's hard for her to find work. She has a part-time job teaching English. 2 of her kids are still here, and they pitch in. But she's in debt.
And I try not to think about it on a daily basis that I just want to go home. But I can't. So I don't think about it.
She says she still has hope she'll get home, but it'll take time and money. She says her kids and her anger keep her going. For the world, Kaomi Getz, Seoul.